Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a, night on the grid. We're going to get you ready here with all the NFL. A lot to do. We'll go through all four games, look at some props. We'll do our usual weekly picks at the end of the hour as well. They are underway, Joe, in Wisconsin. 13-12, Badgers lead the Hoosiers.
They're in really the game.
Going there.
Come on.
They're
going to be in this game from start to finish.
Yeah,
I knew
30 minutes left in the game, so I wouldn't, Michigan was in the game last night, too.
They're going to be in this game. I'm going to jump in.
Let me ask you, what do you like in this Marquette-St. John's game Saturday afternoon at the Garden?
What's the line? I didn't look.
Marquette -1.5.
In the Garden, huh?
I believe this is a Garden game, not a Carnesecca game. If it's a Saturday, it's usually at the Garden. I'm going to double check that for you, though.
I'm going to lay it with Marquette.
Is a Garden game, Joe. Yes, they're at the Garden.
Whenever I get what I believe is the better team laying less than 3.
Now, two Saturdays ago, Marquette went into Seton Hall and they lost.
Yeah, but this is the Mecca. This is the Mecca.
So you think they're going to have a big showing? Big showing from them.
I think Marquette is. I think
Creighton's
they're much better
Seton
than
St. John's.
What?
Creighton's at Seton Hall at noon also, Big East.
Now, anytime you play at Seton Hall, too, that's a weird gym, I feel like. It's almost like the rack. The Jersey gyms are a little off. But teams that go there struggle in these Jersey gyms. Maybe it's just Jersey strong.
What's the number on that game, Joe? Hold on.
I don't have it, so I mean.
Creighton -2.5. So the Johnnies and Seton Hall, both dogs at home with early tips on Saturday.
I like Seton Hall plus the points there. Creighton is a team that lives and dies on the threes, and that's a weird gym. So give me Seton Hall at home.
That's why they got smoked by UConn the other night. Smoked.
Did that game go under?
Y'all, way under. Creighton scored like 40 points. It was way under.
Unbelievable.
Man, it was in the UConn was in the 60s and Creighton was in the 40s. It was a dead under.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And that's what. But like you said, when you miss a ton of threes like that, that's if you're not
if you're not on the road and you get blasted with the threes, you're dead to rights. Dead to rights. You have no shot.
Welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college basketball. I mean, college football. Go for the two, Joe Lisi.
I'm hot. Hi, Joe. I'm hot, Carver. That's right.
You know
the encyclopedia.
You know what else we have on Saturday, right, Joe? System what? Plays. System.
Nah, don't do it on Saturday.
Saturday. Texas -1.5 at home against Baylor.
No, don't
you've
do
got
it. Don't
Cincinnati
do it.
Minus 4.5 at home against
don't
Oklahoma.
Do it. Don't do it.
System
not on Saturdays.
Plays.
You can't
system
do this.
Plays.
Carver, you can't do the system plays on the weekend, I'm telling you.
You don't even play the system plays. What do you know about them? You're telling me the rules of the system that I play? You're telling me how to play it?
Yes. I know what
you know
do.
What? Go worry college? About Devin Singletary catching those passes out of the backfield.
Oh, what are you doing now? Now you're hitting
worry
the
about that. Because
you're under the belt.
Don't play him on Saturdays. You don't know anything about the system.
Let me tell you about college basketball, all right? I've been around a little bit longer than you, right? Because I'm
system was 4-0 on Wednesday and Thursday night.
Right.
4-0.
During the week, and you got to use like Thursday as the cutoff. Monday through Thursday, the system plays most of the time in the regular season come through. On the weekends, no go. It's a
you
lot of
dogs. You don't even know about it.
No. I'm telling you, a lot of dogs come out on the weekend against college hoops. Been doing this a long time. A lot of the top 25s go down. Some might say they like to set up
exactly.
The TV coverage.
The red team is
dogs.
Is dogs. People look at it as an
option. Buy the dog. No. You buy the dog. You buy the dogs on the weekend.
Yeah, but
how
you don't understand. In the eyes of the regular person, they see a ranked team. It's considered an upset.
No, it's not.
Joe, do me a favor. This has been something that we've been doing for a while. You spit it. You didn't like it. System play. It works for us.
We'll worry about what we're doing over here
with the system play, with the ranked versus the unranked. You worry about what you're up to.
Whoa! It's like you're putting your foot down now.
Because you're always taking shots at the system play. Meanwhile, they've been hammering, they've been raking, and you don't like that.
So now you're trying to
poke the holes in it. No, but you know if the sundial moves to the right by 2:30 east on a Saturday, you can't play. Hogwash.
What?
It is what it is. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The unranked team favored over the ranked team. We play it, Joe. I don't want to hear you trying to go, well, if it snows and it's under 36 degrees and you can't play the system play. No. You've never been in. You don't like it. We'll keep going in a window. You worry about something else.
Can I just tell you something?
No.
I just took Baylor plus the 1.5.
Good. You want to come after us? You come after us. That's fine and good.
I'm
fine and good.
Baylor. Just
how'd it
Baylor.
Go when you came after us with Ole Miss the other night? How'd that go? How'd it go with Ole Miss?
That was during the week. That was a
how'd
bad,
it go with
was,
Ole Miss?
That was impulsive on my point.
How'd it
that
go with my, Ole Miss?
That was impulsive.
You want to keep going?
It was an impulsive play on my part.
Oh, it was an impulsive play on your part.
Impulsive. It was not smart.
Went after us. How'd it go with the skunk on Tuesday?
Oh!
You went after us with that one, too. That was a winner. Cincinnati.
The skunk. You never go after Jamie Dixon.
You did.
Skunk.
We went after him. It was a system play. You said, no, the skunk, the skunk. You want to know what happened to the skunk?
You know,
he drowned.
You're bright lights, big city. You love Sark. You always bet Texas in the regular season. And you do it in football, and you're coming right back. You know what? You're going to get smashed. I'm taking the better team, 9th overall. Give me Baylor plus the 1.5. They're going to win the ball game outright. And
if
I might
even
lay the...
That's how you want to start.
I'll tell you
that's
what.
That's how you
want to
start your Saturday. You go ahead and start it that
good.
Way.
Good. Let's start it. Let's get it on. And you know what? I'll parlay him with the Mets.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Probably not going to go well for you either.
What, the Mets?
Yeah, that ain't going to go well.
All right, we'll see. We'll see, Hero.
He's going to have problems out there.
All right, let's see. Let's see what happens, Hero. You're feeling strong lately.
You got to worry about those swing passes to Singletary. We'll come back and start to get into these games. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Let's roll here. NFL Divisional Playoff Weekend. 4 games. Best weekend of the year. 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday. Only 7 games left in the season.
Oh.
half of them, more than half of them, are this weekend.
This is
so,
it.
This is it. After this weekend, there's only three games left in the NFL season. Let's start Saturday, 4:30 p.m. East kick in Baltimore, where the Texans and the Ravens will get together. Of course, the Ravens off of the bye. The Texans with the win last week over Cleveland at home. Ravens minus 9.5. 43.5 is the total. Both of these, Joe, have been pretty steady the entire week. Maybe it was like 44 on Monday or Tuesday, and it's dipped down to 43.5, but it's been pretty solid the last 2 days. Some places did have this go to 9 early on Friday, but I mean, pretty much as everybody's back to the 9.5 area, at least for now. The storyline here, Joe, is, of course, Lamar Jackson, 1-3 in the playoffs. It's been a few years since he's been here. Last time he had a bye in the playoffs, they lost at home to Tennessee. I mean, this is a big game for Lamar in that aspect, Joe, that, you know, as great as he is, and he's going to win his second MVP this year, the playoff performances have not been there for him in any of these four games, even the one that he won. You know, they only scored 20 points. He did enough to get by. He hasn't had that huge playoff game yet, and he's going to be looking for that on Saturday against the Texans.
Yeah, he is, Carver, and I think you make up a great point. It's much like Dak Prescott, right? You know, in regards to Dak's playoff record, didn't get it done last week against Green Bay, struggled for much of the first half, and, you know, got garbage yards and garbage points at the end of that ballgame after it was already in doubt. I think this is a lot of pressure on Lamar, but, you know, again, it comes down to, Are they the better team? Yeah, I think they are. You know, and clearly best team in the AFC right now, playing the most consistent. But they're coming out of a bye week. We've seen Lamar struggle a little bit. You know, go to that game against Indianapolis, against Gardner Minshew and the Indianapolis Colts defense, where the game goes into overtime. He didn't make it the proper reads. He was tight in that ball game. If this game comes down to the wire, he has the potential to be tight. And I look at C.J. Stroud, I look at D'Amico Ryans, and they're a loose group. They're a confident group. They have playmakers at every level, and they have a trigger man in C.J. Stroud that has erased all the doubt. He is playing like a veteran, right? He is now won a playoff game. He's going on the road. He won basically a playoff game 2 weeks ago against Indianapolis. Started fast. He's just a guy that's a cool hand Luke, baby. And I'm going to take that heading into this ball game. I will take them on the money line. Do I think they win? I think they have a good shot, but my best play is the points. I like them in this matchup. I like their defense. Their defense held Cleveland to 2.8 yards per rush. I think they have the ability to make adjustments. Clearly, D'Amico Ryans did that against Cleveland in the second meeting. This is a long time ago when they played week one. So give me the Texans, and again, I'm going to take the 350 on the money line as well, but I'm going to take the points as one of my better bets.
Yeah, you know, Joe, I gave you that Lamar stuff earlier in the week. Last 3 years as a favorite of 7 or more points, he's 1-9 against the spread. The one was that week one game against the Texans this year. Now, I don't put much stock in that game, Joe, when I'm looking at this one, because it was 18 weeks ago, and things are so much different for both of these teams at this point. I get nervous about taking these teams off of the bye, and the numbers show it. What is it, 44%, Joe? 42%, 44%?
Yeah, we did it the other night. It was 44.2%.
Yeah, and that's over the last 20 years. And you just right. Think back to the last few years, we've seen these teams on the bye come out sleepy, whether it was, you know, the Chiefs didn't cover that number last year. I wouldn't even say they came out sleepy. Mahomes got hurt in that game, remember, Joe? And they were able to get themselves through the finish line. The year before that, both the ones lost outright, Green Bay and Tennessee. You know, you've had some spots here where it's happened. If there was one of these big spreads I was going to lay this weekend, if I wanted to, it would probably be Baltimore, but I'm not going to. I'd rather probably take it with Houston. I like the under a lot in this game, Joe. I feel like this could be a bit of a blue-collar game. I think it's going to be a bit of a blue-collar game. It's going to be cold there. Listen, all these outdoor games in January are going to be cold. But I think the Ravens are going to come out a little slow, Joe. I think it might take them a little while to get going. I actually am leaning Texans first half, Ravens game is kind of more where I'm thinking.
It's a good look, Carver. I mean, if you're going to back the Ravens, take them in the second half to pull away. The reason why I'm taking the points is I like Stroud. I like that front seven, and I just like DeMeco Ryans as a coach. You could judge a very good coach in terms of rematch type of situations. Does he make adjustments? Does he coach outside the box? Does he break tendency? And he did that all last week. You know, we talk about Cleveland beat them 36-22. Joe Flacco throws for over 300. Amari Cooper, 264 in the first meeting. And what happens in the second meeting? Two picks by Joe Flacco, right? One to the house, and Amari Cooper was non-existent with five catches for 52 yards. So they forced somebody else to beat them. That shows adjustments from just the game about a month ago, and that's why I like DeMeco Ryans. Think about this. They're down, 15 points in the fourth quarter, right? You score a touchdown, you're covering the line.
Right.
So, right. I mean, unless they get absolutely boat raced the way Cleveland lost to them, I mean, for a majority, even if they're down like 20 points, let's just say, I'm going to use worst case scenario, 20 points with 11 minutes left, you still have quick score, stop, then they get the ball. They're always going to be in it, I feel like. So I'd rather have the points in that situation than as opposed to laying them.
I understand what you're saying, Joe. I do.
You're going against me. You're trying. You know what you're doing.
I'm not gonna lie to you right now. I'm not playing the 9.5 either way. I'm not.
What do you mean? You're not laying the.
I'm not betting the side in this game.
You're taking the under.
I'm probably gonna be on the total. And I'm going to be on some props. I'm not.
I love the props in this.
I don't love the 9.5, Joe. In fact, I just wanted to look. You know, they have that first half and then game.
Yeah.
First half winner, end of regulation winner parlay. Texans to win the first half, Ravens to win the game, 7-1, plus 700. I might throw that on something too.
All right, hero. You're playing with house money. What?
Give me a prop or two. You said you. Are you going to give? How are you doing this? Are you and the picks at the end? Are you giving the sizzle play?
Yeah,
what's the
sizzle play? Yeah, but these aren't them. So I'll give you the props. Mechie to score a touchdown plus 550. Mechie over 22.5. That's what it is on the duel right now. And Singletary over the 14.5 in regards to the Houston side.
No Mark Andrews, receiver. So you know I'm going to be on Likely a lot.
You like Likely.
I do. So he's plus 210 for a touchdown. 50 yards for him is plus 178. That I'm going to absolutely be there. And I got to tell you, Joe, I think that Beckham, I feel like Beckham worked himself back in. He missed all of last year. I think all that Beckham was doing for the last 18 weeks was just getting himself enough work to be ready for these next three. And I think you're going to get a huge game from Beckham. I think you're going to get, if they win to this week and keep winning, I think he's going to have a huge piece of it. So I think I'm going to look at some Beckham alts too, Joe. 50, 60, maybe even 70. Some big numbers with him. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Yeah, so I'm going to be on some Beckham stuff, Joe, just because I really feel that they kind of just held him back all year, wanting him to bust out in the playoffs. I feel like that's been the plan for him all year in terms of his health.
It's not a bad look. I mean, he stepped up for the Rams when he was in that situation.
Exactly.
I mean, the biggest thing, 37.5. I mean, there's a lot of low numbers on everybody. I like Hutchinson at 10.5. They knocked him down. Mechie, 22.5. And Singletary, the receiving. So,
Okay.
So I took a couple parlays with those, and hopefully we'll let it fly.
We'll let it fly there. We certainly will. The night game on Saturday is, of course, the Packers and the Niners in Santa Clara. Also a 9.5-point spread, similar situation. Niners off the bye, just like the Ravens. The Packers coming off just dismantling the Cowboys at Jerry's World last week. This is our biggest total of the weekend, at least for right now. I guess there's a chance Bucks and Lions could pass it by then, but 50.5 for the Packers and the Niners, Joe.
Yeah, we talked all about it. You know what, where I'm pot committed on Green Bay in regards to sitting on a 35-1 ticket for them to win it all. Dynamic performance. Jordan Love is playing as good as anybody in the country. I'm talking college football, nation, NFL. I mean, think about this. Since November 12th, Carver, he's averaging like 273 passing yards per game, 23 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. The rushing attack with Aaron Jones has gotten going over the last 4 weeks. Last week, Jones was averaging a .119 heading into that ball game against Dallas, right, over the last 3 games. What did he run for, 122 in that matchup, 3 touchdowns?
Right.
I mean, you have versatility now. I don't think they go to the rushing attack with Aaron Jones. I think they go to the short to intermediate passing game to get him out in space. But again, you have a hot quarterback, hot play caller, loose team, catching points. And here's the other factor. You talked about the bye week, right?
Right.
Buys can be beneficial or detrimental to a team. Right?
I agree.
If a team is hitting on all cylinders, you don't want to disrupt that, right? Meaning if I have a hot quarterback and like Jordan Love, I don't want to buy now. The kid's humming. Why do I want a bye week? If you're banged up, it's a chance to get healthy. In that type of situation, a bye is beneficial. Purdy now, we've seen him in this spot last year. They came out a little flat against Seattle. It was 14-13, same number. Same type of situation with the rain. I think Green Bay is going to be in this game from start to finish. They have playmakers. Their defense has been opportunistic. No knock on San Francisco whatsoever. Dynamic team, deserved to be number one in the NFC. But again, I just think it's way too many points for a well-coached team and a team that's playing with house money. So give me Green Bay and give me the plus 350 on the money line. And can I just say this?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be ironic if Jordan Love gets to the NFC Championship game, what all these young guys that supposedly Aaron Rodgers couldn't win with?
Yeah, I mean, and they've added some young guys this year, too, obviously. You've got
Jaden
some rookies
Reed.
That Reed's been really good for them. This Dontavian Wicks has, I think, been great the past couple of weeks for them. Musgrave, you know, they've got some guys there, Joe, that have been added that really weren't part, obviously, of the Rodgers thing. Dobbs and Watson were obviously there last year, but
yeah, but he didn't like those guys,
right? And look, I'm with you. I already think it's a hell of a job that they've done, and a hell of a job that LaFleur has done. When you think about all that, you know. I saw some articles about him maybe should be getting a lot more credit, and I think that that's probably true for how he's had to transition from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. And people thought they'd have some lean times, right, Joe? People thought,
yep.
Oh, Packers finally going to be. And here they are the very next year back in the playoffs and playing well.
It's almost like Seattle. It's a different type of situation, but like everybody thought, Seattle would go through the growing pains, and Pete held that ship together. Right, with Geno Smith. This is different. Jordan Love is much better, in my opinion, than Geno. But
yes. What are we looking at here in terms of guys? I'll tell you who I'm on right out of the gate. There was one that kind of jumped up to me.
God.
You know I've been playing this this Dontavian Wicks ever since our guy. Who was that? Scotty B. In Green Bay. So I've been on Wicks the past several weeks. And, of course, he's been hitting, so his numbers have been rising here. So the first plus money you can get on him is 40 yards at plus 128, 50 yards, Joe, at plus 198. And this Luke Musgrave 25 yards plus 152.
Okay, hero. Okay,
40 yards plus 370.
Okay,
so
hero.
I think I'm going to be involved in some of that. I don't really know what I want to do with the Niners. I feel like it could be a good Kittle game. It seems like we always kind of never talk about Ayuk, and he ends up with some huge game. But Debo's also the guy that you wanna have something with Debo, right, Joe? Debo's always involved.
I don't want any piece of.
You're all in on the Packers, so I know you want nothing to do with it. This game is similar to me as the other one, Joe. I don't know if I'm necessarily playing a side in this game because okay. I could see the Packers absolutely covering this 9.5. I could see the Niners winning this game by 3 touchdowns.
So, okay. All right, hero.
I like the over.
All right, so I like the under. Okay. What do you want? The sizzle play is in this game. I won't give it out. I won't give it out.
All right, so you're giving out extras in our pick segment. You're going to be giving them all out.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll give them out now. I'll tell you what I like without
all right,
the sizzle.
Go ahead. Give me the plays.
All right, I like Jordan Love to score a touchdown 11-1. That's not the sizzle play, obviously.
Right.
But Jordan Love, anytime touchdown scorer, 11-1.
Okay.
And I like Jordan Love over the 8.5 rushing, minus 106 to the over. It's down from 9.5. I actually altered him to 25 plus at plus 630. Here's the thing.
Okay.
They play man-to-man coverage. He's going to tuck it and run.
Right.
So, you know, again, this is do or die situation. If you think Green Bay is going to be trailing fourth quarter, he's going to take this game on. You know what I mean? He can run it. So, you know, that's one big run in that type of situation. You know, you kick it up a notch. We've seen Stroud tuck it and run. We've seen a lot of these quarterbacks tuck it and run. And for a guy that's mobile, that's, you know, we're not talking about like he's never run before. He did a lot of running in the early part of the season. Now he's obviously coming on as a passer, but now they're facing a much better defense, right? So you got to break tendency. I think it's a little RPO with Jordan Love this week.
All right. I think they're going to grip it and rip it.
Oh, I think they're going to grip it and rip it, too. But, I mean, we're not talking 50 yards, though, Carver. We're talking 50 yards. We're talking 25.
Okay. I'm just saying, I don't expect a lot of RPO action from them.
Okay. All right.
I expect them to go what got them to the dinner table here.
All right, hero.
And that's throwing the football.
I got you.
Especially the Musgrave and Wicks.
I feel you.
Throw to them. Throw to
I see
guys.
You.
We obviously don't have forever, Joe. We still have the two Sunday games. I don't know if we should just kind of weave them in.
Yeah, weave them in now. Come
picks.
On, we'll go quick.
Well, how about this? Anything you want to say about Bucks and Lions you can do when we pick the game in the next segment. The Chiefs and the Bills is the main event here on Sunday at 6:30. We know the deal. Third time in the playoffs in the last 4 years. First time in 6 meetings. They're playing in Orchard Park. Bills have been waiting forever to get this team in their place. It's minus 2.5, 45.5 the total. Bills with a lot of injuries, Joe, on defense.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people picking the Chiefs now. But, you know, you got to look at these injuries and see, you know, just grouping it together and going, well, they got a ton of injuries. You got to look at the specific ones and which are the important ones. Rasul Douglas, Joe, looks like he's playing. That's massive. Taron Johnson, if he clears the protocol on Saturday, he's going to play. That's massive. Those two guys being in there is going to make a ton of difference in that secondary, following all those guys around, with whether it's Rashee Rice and Valdes-Scantling and Travis Kelce and all the rest. So that's kind of where I'm at, Joe. And from the linebacker side of things, if Bernard plays, which it sounds like he's going to. That's huge as well. Dodson not playing hurts, but or shall I say Dodson, it looks like, is going to be a go, whereas Bernard's more on the questionable side.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes, Joe. Those are the key guys that if they play, that makes a difference.
It does make a difference, but I still like Buffalo. I think their rushing attack is a little more consistent. Their defense has been very good. Josh Allen's a Clydesdale, and I don't think they're going to be able to stop James Cook. So that's what I like, my friend.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. The CNL picks for the divisional round next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. All right, Joe. It is time for the divisional round. Carver and Lisi. NFL selections. Average start for both of us, Joe, in the wild card round. Both of us 3-3. So all square through the first playoff week after both of us finished over 500 in the regular season. Four games we have this week. I think we go fast, Joe, through these first two on Saturday since we really spent a lot of time on them already. And then we'll can go a little bit deeper if we'd like on the two Sunday games. The Texans and the Ravens in Baltimore. Joe, you're up.
Just like teams that are fast and loose, Carver, just like me. C.J. Stroud hitting on all cylinders. You got a little Nico Collins. Where did he go to school? Oh, Michigan. National champions. You got a hot coach in D'Amico Ryans. I love Lamar, but not today. Houston, plus the 9.5. They might even win the ball game outright. And I think this game goes under the total. Give me some John Metchie. The Metch over the 22.5. Plus 550 to score a tutty, and Xavier Hutchinson over the 10.5, along with Singletary over the 14.5. I'm on it. Let's go.
Wow, how about that? Joe coming right out of the gate with a dog. I kind of laid you the breadcrumbs already, Joe. I'm going to go with the under in that game. Under 43.5, Texans and Ravens. I think it's going to be a little bit of a blue-collar game. I think that the Ravens are going to take a little while to get going out of the bye again. I don't think Houston's going to be able to throw the football all over the place like they've done the past couple of weeks. I really don't have a feel one way or the other with the 9.5. I'm going to stick to the total. Under 43.5, Joe, for me with the Texans and the Ravens. Next, Saturday night, Green Bay and San Francisco and Santa Clara.
Jordan Love's my guy. I'm sitting on the plus 35-1. You know what Matt LaFleur did? He came out, we want the football, aggressive. Just like me, we don't go for one, we always go for the two. Jordan Love hitting on all cylinders, we talked about it. 23 tutties, 3 interceptions. You guys sprinkle in a little Aaron Jones with the rushing attack. Dontavian Wicks, Jaden Reed, we got playmakers at every level. I'm not sold on Brock Purdy, okay? I know they're the number one seed. We're going to kick them right in the chops. Green Bay plus the 9.5. And outright plus the 350. They advance, Carver. Green Bay wins the game. And here's the crypto special. Everybody looking for Aaron Jones on the ground. 4 straight games. The kids pounding the rock. 3 tutties last week. 122 yards on the ground. Guess what? That goes right into the strength of San Francisco. Not today. Crypto catalytic converter special. Aaron Jones over the 18.5. Receiving Altidum plus 162, 25 plus crypto special.
Crypto special for Joe, a sizzle play. Officially Green Bay plus 9.5 for him in this one. Same thing with me on these Saturday games. I'm really torn on the 9.5s. So I'm going to the totals.
Yeah, you're afraid. You're afraid.
I'm not afraid. I just feel like betting the game this way. I feel more strongly about knowing that both these teams are going to run up and down. I don't care if it's going to be a little soggy in Santa Clara on Saturday night. Doesn't bother me in the least. 50.5, it's the highest total of the weekend, and it's there for a reason. I think I got a couple ways I can get this. The Niners completely rack them, and the score is 45-27. Or this is a hell of a game that somebody wins 31-27, and either way, I'm getting over 50.5. Packers and the Niners over for me, Joe. Play number two.
Yeah, I figured that, Carver. You know, typical. You lay up like tin cup. You're afraid. You got your bib out, crack crab. You're not for the people. You're not blue collar. You don't want to take a risk. You don't want to lose what you got. I know. Lay up like tin cup.
Lions, Bucks, Joe. Go ahead.
Lions, Bucks, Carver. This is another crypto. We're putting out two crypto specials. Love the way Jared Goff and that offense are humming. Your boy Baker Mayfield, a little Evans, a little Godwin. I lean to Detroit here, but for the sake of the show, the party over. Crypto total of the weekend. There is no shot. No shot this game goes under the 48.5. Alt, 54.5. Alt, 58.5. Alt, 60.5. How high you want to go? 65.5? Alt it up to that. Over. Detroit and Tampa Bay. Jahmyr Gibbs, Montgomery. And keep an eye out for Jamison Williams.
So much. Should I call you gutless now for not picking a side in this game or no?
Yeah, call me gutless.
I mean, I don't get it. Like, so you picked a total in this one. That's okay, right? You don't have the stones to pick a side? Is that what you're telling me? That's what you just said
to
me?
Maybe not. Maybe
about
not.
About the Packer-Niner game. Oh, you're scared. You're scared. You're scared. Maybe I just like the total like you like the total in this one. Maybe that's possible. But either way, we move on. I'm not as scared of this one, Joe. Tampa Bay, best team against the spread in the NFL this year over these first 18 weeks.
You're going
best
with
team
your
against
Baker?
The spread. Best team against the spread on the road in the NFL this year. I do not think they are going to win this game.
Oh,
I think the Lions will find a way. But I am taking the Bucks plus the 6.5. They are going to give the Lions all they can handle in Ford Field on Sunday afternoon. Bucks plus 6.5 for me.
They're a tough out. They're a tough out. They're coming to play. Baker Mayfield. All right. Listen, Baker's playing with house money. He's a riverboat gambler. Why don't you take him to score a tutty? You want him for a tutty?
No.
All right.
Bills and the Chiefs.
All right, this is it.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to go? Bills
You're
and Chiefs.
You're going first. Bills and Chiefs.
All right, well, I think this game comes down to the rushing attack. Bills, I love what they have. James Cook, a little Lat Murray, but it's Josh Allen, Carver. We talked about his ability to break contain, 72 rushing yards last week, the 50-yard run. We know that the Buffalo Bills are a much better home team than they are a road team. I don't believe Kansas City's going to be able to pound the rock the way they did against the Miami Dolphins for $147 and 4.3 yards per carry. They get into Mahomes' face early, often. We talked about it last night. You need to score first. James Cook, receiving, he had 80-plus in the first game. Love him over his total. I think he hits pay dirt. If you want a player on Kansas City, meet Cole Hardeman, 8-1. Keep an eye out for the speedster from Athens.
So what's the official pick, Joe? The Bills?
Bills.
I've obviously, Joe, been waiting a very long time for this one. Myself and other Bills fans have been waiting to get this team in Orchard Park. They've been slogging their way to Kansas City year after year after year. They're beating them there in the regular season, but they haven't beaten them in the playoffs. I still haven't gotten over 2 years ago. 13-second debacle. Chance to wash a little bit of that away, Joe, late Sunday night. God, if they're ever going to beat him, it's got to be here, right? Here's what doesn't make sense to me. Joe, the Bills are basically taking guys off the street to play defense on Sunday. Why the hell is this line still 2.5? Right? Again, guys off the street, who's covering all the mighty Travis Kelce, the mighty Rashee Rice? Who's stopping Pacheco? Why is this line still 2.5? It's time, Joe.
It's a rope-a-dope. It's a rope-a-dope.
It's time. And as you like to say, I'm starting as we're getting closer to the game, see all the mushes coming in on Kansas City. They're all starting to roll in. Mahomes?
Johnny Mush.
Mahomes as a dog? Mahomes has lost once as a dog, Joe. You want to know who was against?
Your Bills.
Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills in Arrowhead. I'll be at a regular season game. Well, guess what? Now you can add a playoff game to it. It's Allen's time, Joe. And that happens
Billy
on
Club
Sunday night.
Billy Club special. Billy Club.
To be fair, now I'm taking the Bills minus the 2.5, as you know, Joe. I don't care if they win by 1, 3, 10, or 50. Get me the hell out of Orchard Park on Sunday night with the Bills heading to the AFC Championship game. But I think they're going to be able to cover this number. I think they it is time for the Bills to finally get this done. And they will Sunday night at home in Orchard Park. Bills 27. Chiefs 24, Joe.
Oh,
27-24 Bills.
He went over. I'll take it.
Go over.
It's going to come down to the wire. My score, 24-20 Bills. Ugly game. Josh Allen gets it done.
All right, Joe. I'll go first here since I know that you have, like, all these added-on sizzle cryptos, all this stuff that you want to do. I'm going to keep it very simple. Houston and Baltimore under 43.5. Green Bay and San Francisco over 50.5. Tampa Bay plus the 6.5. And Buffalo minus 2.5.
All right, little handy candy helper. What's Sam Kelce helper. Let's go. I'm taking the Bills minus the 2.5. I love the over, 48.5, Detroit and Tampa Bay. Both dogs, Green Bay plus the 9.5, and the Texans plus the 9.5. Your picks for divisional weekend NFL action right here on Carver and Lisi. I got cryptos, though, over Detroit and Tampa, and Aaron Jones over 18.5 receiving.
I thought the Singletary receiving was a crypto. I thought that that was part of the crypto package.
No. That was out in the universe. You put that out in the universe. I'm on it, but it's not a crypto.
You've been talking about that forever.
Yeah, but I didn't make it a crypto.
Oh, okay. What about a sizzle play?
It could be a secondary sizzle play. The Mets, here's the sizzle plays. Cryptos are like top of the line, pure platinum. This is it, pure platinum. Over Detroit and Tampa Bay, Aaron Jones over receiving 18.5. Those are the cryptos. The sizzle plays are Singletary and Mets in the first game. And then in your game, I love James Cook in the receiving game. Love him.
Well,
love all the running backs.
He had like 85 yards receiving, 84, 85 yards receiving against them.
I mean, you're telling me you can't get that?
Game.
You can't get that?
No,
you
I mean,
can't
listen,
get him?
That's obviously, it's a big number. So
you don't like my picks, I can tell. And you got a little, I could tell you got a little crazy when I.
Well, I didn't think it was necessary to call me gutless for not picking a side, and then you go and pick a side. Then you go and not pick a side in the Buck Lion game. So what? You like the over. It's your favorite play of the weekend. I like the over in the Packer-Niner game. Why do I have to pick a side?
There's a little podium talk.
You want me to go after you? I will. I think the Niners are going to cover the 9.5 now. All right, there you go.
Outright.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, and we're back. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, before we go, I'll give you a couple here that I like. I think the numbers are pretty big for Kincaid and Shakir to score for the Bills. Like, those have been the guys. You know, Diggs has done nothing for weeks, and I don't anticipate him doing much with Snead on him, who shut him down the first time they played. I mean, Kincaid's plus 270 to score. Shakir's plus 320 to score.
Shakir scored. I mean, he's definitely coming on. How about Dawson?
you know, he's got the first touchdown in four of the last six games. Matias, who do you like? Dawson Knox? That's what you're on?
Joe nailed that. You know, I got to give credit to Joe. He said Dawson Knox last week. We gave him gas, and he got the first touchdown of the game. I thought of Joe right away.
But he did nothing after that. But, yes, he didn't get the yards. Joe was playing him for yards, so not the tutty.
I played him for the tutty, too. Okay.
Well, he's got the first touchdown in four of the last six Bill playoff games.
How about Lat Murray? How about this Lat?
I'm telling you now, he's off the, he's not in the game.
All right, what about Deontay Hardy? You told me Hardy was alive.
I would love to see it. He's 15-1 for a touchdown. I'd love to see him get the ball more. Here's the other thing, Joe, speaking of getting the ball. We kind of mentioned this the other day. McDermott lives with and dies with the deferring to the second half. I think it would be a crucial thing for him to take it first and go up 7-0 on this team right away.
Yeah, we talked about it, Carver.
I don't think he'll do it because he's a slave to the deferring to the second half. He's just a slave to it. But he should take a page out of Matt LaFleur's book from last week. Take the ball at home. Keep the crowd pumping. Go get 7-0
right out of
the gate.
That's what we talked about. We talked about it the other night. You do not want to give Mahomes an opportunity to score first and take. That's what they did last year against Cincinnati. Yep. They were completely out of it.
Joe, great job as always. Let's have a huge weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Great job by Matias Burbell. Good luck with UFC 297. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Enjoy the football weekend. See you Monday. Cash some tickets on the grid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.